Eureka! You found us! Welcome to the Check Out California Radio Show, your key to California hospitality. Hosted by Rad Gantos, principal of Rad Gantos & Associates, a hospitality and commercial real estate design firm, and Craig Sullivan, executive vice president of ParkWest GC, a hospitality and commercial real estate general contractor. Check Out California is focused on our state's hospitality, travel, and tourism markets, and on the large part they play in California's vibrant and innovative economic diversity and unique quality of life. Now, here are your hosts, Rad Gantos and Craig Sullivan.
Good afternoon and welcome to Check Out California. I'm Craig Sullivan and I'm in the wrong chair if you were watching this on YouTube. And my co-host and partner in crime, Mr.
Rod Gantos. And I got more room than I know what to do with around here today.
It's going to be a different kind of show today. Welcome, welcome one and all. Hey, making his triumphant return to the program is Mr. Weston Spiegel. Yay! And he is now the general manager of the brand new Park James Hotel in Menlo Park, California. When Weston was on the show last time, he was my compadre and co-worker at Broughton Hotels, and he was in training and getting ready to open up this beautiful hotel and was also in the middle of creating a magnificent restaurant, Oak and Violet. Weston, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Sully. And I think last time we were speaking, we had, one floor framed?
Yeah, I think that was about it. Yeah, I think that was about it.
That underground garage, and it sounds a lot better saying now opened.
I'll bet it does. You know, congratulations to you. All of your hard work shows from the minute you arrive at the property through getting in the Uber and leaving, which was very sad for me. I really enjoyed my stay at the hotel and the grand opening. And kudos to everybody at Broughton Hotels and the ownership group. It was a magnificent party.
It looked spectacular.
You had, what, about 500 people in and out that night?
Yeah, we were a little over 500.
Yeah.
It was a great party. You know, we just couldn't have Rad there. I mean, he would have burned up the red carpet.
I think I sent you much appreciated and thank you. But I think I sent you a little note at the time saying, you know what, when you're done with all these guys, I'll show up.
Exactly.
So I don't expect the same level though. I'm okay. I'm all right. But it looked magnificent. It was amazing. The level, because I remember when you were here and you were talking about what the plans were and the concepts and the ideas were, and we as much as we covered it, I was still blown away. When I saw the event, when I saw the attention to detail, just the mix of how you guys put that together for the property and also for the grand opening, it was just spectacular, man. So congratulations to everybody on your team and you for that leadership. I can't wait to visit.
Yeah, you're going to love it. It's my new favorite hotel in California. It really is. Weston, you created and raised the bar for what I've always felt a boutique hotel should be. Mm. And, you know, I know, you know, a lot of that came not only from the ownership group, but also from Larry Broughton and the rest of the team over at Broughton Hotels. And I'll tell you, it shows. You've got something very, very special, and I consider it a crown jewel within the hotel segment in this state. I want to get into some of the construction, the design.
No, don't stop, Sully.
Only if Larry's going to write a check.
Stop, don't stop. Yeah, I think we just got to stop, don't stop.
Matter of fact, let's give a big shout out to Larry Broughton and everybody else over at the Broughton Hotel corporate offices here in Orange County. And congratulations,
kudos, Larry, and everybody at Broughton. Let's give people a little bit of background, guys, because I think people who are joining us, we're talking about this property, and they may not know a little bit of background on it and what was behind it motivation-wise and why there. Also, if you guys don't mind, I think maybe we should share a website so people can follow and have a visual for what we're talking about. Weston, you want to do that?
Absolutely. ParkJames.com. And we are, as Craig had touched on, a new boutique hotel, 61 Keys, opened up end of September in Menlo Park, California, heart of Silicon Valley, just a mile from Stanford University. And, yeah, I mean, Craig, the accolades and feedback means so much, as you know, when you put your heart and soul into a project like this,
absolutely.
Like the team and I have.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys
know, and a lot of people talk the talk, right? Everyone goes and says they're going to do it. And I remember back in that studio with you guys over a year ago and talking about certain things like authentic hospitality.
Yep.
And Mr. Gantos looking at me and pushing on me and saying, okay, well, what exactly do you mean?
It's only because I love you.
No, but you're still right. There's so many of us
Thank
in
you
the
for
industry
that
speak it. Yeah. And to actually pull it off and not feel like you're doing it, but hear it back from your guests who are experiencing it, there's nothing that means more. So thanks, you guys.
No,
thank you,
and thanks for sharing that. I think there is probably no richer reward than that when you hear that from your guests, because we all doubt, you know what, we all worry, like, did we hit the mark? Did we do it? And then when you get the people that are experiencing that actually are sharing with you what you were shooting for, I can only imagine, man. Congratulations again.
Matter of fact, Weston, shortly we're working out some details right now, but we've got two shows that we can travel up there and film and put them out on our YouTube channels, and we'd love to do that. One under Selling the Lux Life, which good friend and co-host Mr. Rad Gantos hosts. And then I'm doing a solo show. It's a spinoff from Check Out California, and it's called Check Out California 3x10. And it's 3 questions, 10 minutes, but we can do...
We do both, actually.
We'll do both up there, and you get an hour and a tour of the Park James, and it'll be a nice little marketing. Both of them will be really great marketing pieces for you.
Yeah, we'd be honored to do that, actually. So, I'd love to arrange for that.
That is fantastic.
We'll do that after we get through the conferences earlier in the year, because I think Weston's going to be down for Click in March, and then we've got a big hotel conference in January in LA, the Alice conference as well. So we'll get it all dialed in, and Rad and I'll fly up to San Jose and then Uber over to the hotel. So spend the night.
I love it.
Do all
Sounds
of that.
Good.
So let's get now, into this with the construction. You were under construction for 18 months, or was it a little longer?
Fast.
Let's see. I choose to forget that.
Don't we all? But it is part of it. You got. Come on. You got a baptism by fire in hotel development.
I did. We were just a little over 18. We're about 19 months.
There you go. See, now that's quick considering,
that is quick.
You know, average is going to be, you know, 24 months or longer, and with material delays and labor pools what they are, you know, it could be substantially longer. So congratulations on the quick turnaround.
How was the community to work with? How was this? Hold on a second there. We're having, you know, this is how the sausage is made when you're
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, yes. Paul just had a wardrobe malfunction. But
oh, God. You can't unring that bell. Thank you.
I'm curious because we always talk about, you know, the difficulty with development and difficulty with construction, especially when it's ground up.
Yeah.
How was the community? I mean, how was the city to work with? How was the processing, you being there in the trenches? How was that for you?
Now, Red, we're on great terms right now with the city, so I don't know why you want to get me.
Because I'm giving you an opportunity to improve,
praise them.
That was a soft lob actually.
Exactly. Look, the city's fantastic. We hosted, the mayor chose us, of Menlo Park chose us, Mayor Peter Otaki, to host his State of the City.
Yeah.
2 weeks after our opening.
Yeah.
We are Menlo's hotel, locally developed, locally owned. So we've got a fantastic relationship.
That's
now, am I going to sit here and lie to you guys if that did any justice for us in getting this thing through approvals? they were just as hard on us through our inspections as anyone else.
As and, they should be. Yeah.
As exactly. Yeah. When you're talking about safety, if you don't expect that, then your head's not in the right place. So it was tough. We had some challenges to get across the finish line. But again, nothing but respect, and we've got fantastic relationships with both fire and city.
That's awesome.
Now, part of the behind the scenes with this, and when I was over at Broughton Hotels, we built a top secret mock-up, and we did it in a location that was not disclosed to anybody.
Undisclosed location.
And all I will say is that we actually built a full room. Uh-huh. In the parking garage of a structure in Northern California, and it was under lock and key.
Is that where I get to stay when I go?
Yes, yeah, it's still there, and I think there's no running water, obviously, but the shower's there.
I can pretend.
But Larry and I came up, and we did what we typically do and pull everything apart and wrote letters of what needed to be fixed, what changes should be done, and I hadn't seen the rooms or been on site since the lid was dropped on the parking structure until I was up there for the grand opening. And I got to tell you, the rooms are magnificent. Well done, brother. You did a great job with those rooms.
Well, thank you. And I will take very little. I'll definitely take some, Craig. But
you should take
the
some. There. Designers, yeah.
The credit there goes to Parisa and Clint, Parisa O'Connell and Clinton Miller, Parisa O'Connell Design, quickly became close friends after working on this project, but based out of San Francisco here, and just sincerely amazing talent, as you experienced.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, let me just ask you this question relevant to that specific area of focus here. How important is it to have actually people that are really immersed in the local market when you're doing something like a boutique hotel like this? Is it because we hear it all the time about, all news is local news and da-da-da, but how important is it from your own personal experience of doing this? Because you're saying this design firm is in San Francisco, this property is in Menlo Park. Is that an important thing? Is it not an important thing? What's your experience with that?
It was extremely important. As I touched on earlier, Rad, built, developed by Menlo for Menlo is a saying I like to say. And it was extremely important for the ownership and then the entire team that came on board to really give this property a soul. Mm. And again, that's one of those things that's cliche. People talk about it. Are you really going to do it? Are you really going to
really deliver on it? Yeah.
What it takes time as well as monetary wise to really create that. And we can peel back the layers and get in the depth of how we did that at Park James, but we would not have been able to achieve that without this entire team understanding Menlo Park and diving into the history of Menlo. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's at the core of who Park James is. And so to have the interior designers of Parisa and Clint, our architect, Hornberger Wersel out of San Francisco, Build Group, also, locally based out of San Francisco as well, and then to bring the Broughton Group and myself, who was born in the area, from the operations team, we knew Menlo, and we created a hotel to really resemble the city.
Share with us just one item that really reflects that for you. Like you look back or you pass it when you're walking or something that actually says to you, I can tangibly touch this thing. I can visualize and experience this thing, and it actually represents that for you.
I don't think I'll be able to do one. I'll do two, though, Rad.
Do as many as you like. I was trying to make it easy.
thank you. Number one, it starts with our name.
Yeah.
Park James. The James comes from, first and foremost, James Oliver was a co-founder of Menlo Park that came from Menlo, Ireland. So that really established right there, from our name, our main identity and branding, we are Menlo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it had some depth to the experience of with our guests to tell them about that story, because a lot of people don't know.
I didn't know.
And the second item there on James as well went back to the chairman and founder of our development company and majority owner, James Pollock. One of those people that you cross paths with in life that is just a sincerely special and good human being. Mm-hmm. So
I can attest to that. He's a wonderful person.
I really enjoyed meeting
him.
Extremely humble. He would never have asked to be acknowledged in this way. It was something the team and I came up with. But again, first and foremost, it was always the city. Mm. If Mr. Pollock, we weren't able to find a way to acknowledge him without acknowledging the city first and putting our roots there, it wouldn't have happened. So number one in our name, Rat. Number two, which I love, is the Connemara marble that you'll see in a couple of places throughout our property. One is at the food counter in our kitchen, where you can dine up and have the Garmanger experience there right in front of you. Mm-hmm. But that Connemara marble comes from the Connemara region of Ireland. Mm-hmm. Again, that nod back to the homeland of Menlo Park, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two items. You know, we brought in a California oak tree as well, craned that thing in and put it in our courtyard.
Yep.
You know, as Menlo Park is full of them, and you can't have a restaurant called Oak and Violet
without an oak tree.
Without one, yeah.
You know, what is it about you and authenticity? Seriously, right?
Well, see, it gets back to this hotel has got that hospitality DNA that I always bring up in every episode.
Yeah.
And it stems from the Pollock family, from Weston, from Larry Broughton, and everybody else who was involved with this. And I had the pleasure of being involved with this, you know, for a little while, both before I was at Broughton Hotels and while I was there. And, you know, it's just like when you're making a movie, a TV show, or a record. You can feel it when you've got something that's exceptional.
In the making.
And everybody got on board with the vision of this hotel. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I like it so much. And Weston, tell us about your creation of Oak and Violet. Yeah, I mean, you've got a heavy F&B background. You were number two guy at LA Live for AEG. I mean, you know, your knowledge of wines and sommelier is second to none.
I still share the story when he was on the show for last time, where he basically, you know, schooled me on what really made money at Staples Center, and how basically pre-prepared drink mixes basically are a lifesaver. I still remember that. I share that story all the time.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Menu engineering, Rat. So as far as Oak and Violet goes, again, the thought was what does the local want in a food and beverage experience?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we started there. And again, in aligning ourselves with the community, the oak is the tree of Menlo Park and violet is the flower. And you put those together and you thankfully end up with a sexy, darn good sounding restaurant name.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to our branding company. They ended up coming up with that name. I did have the high level vision for what we wanted to provide there, which was, you know, more of a modern take on this farm to table experience. And really just celebrating the abundance of amazing food and beverage products that we have right here locally. You know, if you talk about obviously world class wines coming from Napa Valley, craft beer. That's, you know, exploding here and throughout California.
Yeah.
And then you look at the seafood and cattle and produce that we get here locally. It's absolutely amazing.
The thought was
real quick, guys, is to form the partnerships with the best local purveyors.
There you go.
And let that product sing on a plate in front of the guests and sit back and watch them enjoy.
So what's one of those items on the menu I need to make sure that I try that you really would recommend?
I'm going to let Weston give his answer and then I'm going to repeat mine.
The question is for both of you, but Weston, what's an item I need to make sure I say, you know, general manager's recommendation is that I actually try the following dish. or drink?
Oh God, that is a tough one. I want to go so many ways. I think I know where Sully's going, so I'm going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one of our appetizers that is extremely unique and original, and it's a salt cured yogurt.
Oh.
And when our chef brought that to me on the menu, early on, transparently, I cringed a little bit. I didn't know that was something I wanted to experience. And, it ended up being amazing. So what the chef does is he cheesecloths yogurt. In other words, he strains out a lot of the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he salt cures it to extract even more of that water concentration.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with a cream cheese like consistency to this yogurt.
Yeah.
You set that in ultra premium local olive oil, and you end up spreading that on this beautiful rustic bread that comes from Woodside Bakery here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a house-made huckleberry compote.
Yeah.
And it is just absolutely fantastic.
It is delicious.
Amazing.
It is delicious.
That would be one.
Okay.
And let's see if I'm right about Sully's answer.
Okay, go ahead.
The veggie burger. Your vegan burger is amazing.
Is that where you thought he was going to go?
The impossible. I thought he was going to go Lobster Taco, Rad. But
I fell off my chair when he said
I haven't
burger.
Stopped talking about that vegan burger. You know
that impossible burger is it blows people away because it looks like it's bleeding. It's made with beets, so it looks like it's medium rare or rare when you're biting into it.
Yeah,
that's clever.
And it is you know just amazing. You know, obviously that's what I'm going to have when we're up there to eat. But, you know, feel free to pack some of that up and dry ice and ship it to Rad and I.
I love beets. I mean, that's not only clever. I'm salivating over here.
Yeah. Rad, if we blind tasted you, put this thing in front of you without telling you it was vegan, you would think you're eating beef.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I believe it.
Without a doubt. Tell us about your chef. Where did you find him? Let's get the journey and the story on that, Weston.
Well, how transparent to be with you gentlemen. we had some challenges there, I'll be honest, in the market. And I actually had to call in a favor to a friend that is a fantastic chef and has opened over close to 30 concepts in Las Vegas.
Wow.
He is credited with really elevating the Las Vegas food scene in the early 2000s. And so you can imagine what caliber of chef we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our relationship, I promised, this was one, we're not disclosing his name. He was doing this as a favor behind the scenes.
And I know the group because I met one of your buddies from there down in another city with you a long time ago. So yeah, don't disclose that. Keep that.
You know the group, and you may see something though that we're disclosing in the future on future projects. So he did me a favor, world-class chef, and what he does, is he takes a fine dining level, quality level, and makes it fun.
Mm.
You know, I credit Nine Steakhouse in Las Vegas, back in the early 2000s, I believe it was 2002 that they opened up.
Right.
With redefining fine dining. What Nine did is they took the bar that used to be walled off in its own section of the dining room, right, or section of the restaurant, away from the dining room. It was frowned upon if you heard that noise coming from the bar in the dining room. And Nine took the bar and said, no, 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 we're going to put it on stage in the center of the restaurant. And they said, don't come in here with a suit and tie on. You know, be comfortable. We're going to turn that music up, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have an amazing food and beverage experience,
mm-hmm.
the level of the likes of a Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, St. Regis,
mm-hmm.
yet we're going to celebrate and party and have fun while we do it.
Yep. Always did.
And Brian does that with his food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you slipped. You slipped.
No last name.
No last names. But, you know, speaking of the Nine group, and when that Nine Steakhouse was opened over at the Maloof's former hotel, I would always hold court in there, and I'd be in there with 10 or 15 people. There was other times we had more, and we took over the private dining room, which was never as much fun as being out in the middle of everything. And, you know, you're right. I think those guys, you know, really turned Vegas fine dining on its ear and made it fun. It wasn't about a red booth and, you know, cream-colored napkins and tablecloths and quiet. It was, you were engaged.
No golden steer for you?
No golden steer. So. So how about your challenges with staffing the hotel? What was that like for you, Weston?
Menlo was presented some unique challenges, you guys. Not what I faced in Los Angeles, and really nothing I'd seen before. You have a small pool,
yeah.
Really to pull from, as you have a hospitality segment that is pretty darn demanding, especially during the week where business travel are dominated. But what happens is, you've got that small workforce that then you're bookended by downtown San Francisco, where you've got the union properties that are paying fantastic rates and benefits. And then on the other end, on the south side, is San Jose. So to pull people into the small community of Menlo Park to where, you know, on cost of living, you're not getting into a home for less than $2 million.
Right.
It was challenging. So that is where our soul and our DNA and that foundation to who Park James is and what we stood for was so critical to attract the talent from our competitors.
There you go. Love it. Love it. That's a great story. And it's true. Yeah. You know, I mean, all the meetings and the pre-planning before you even got to the point of being able to set up interviews. You know, you guys were looking at everything and trying to, you know, do what was right, not just for, you know, the hotel and the community, but the future associates as well. So very proud of you for that job.
Well, and to maintain the kind of caliber that you guys were shooting for. I mean, I can only imagine that you were looking for stellar people to begin with in a pool that was very small. And then you are the Menlo Park Hotel. You know, you're very, very community vested. That those were ambassadors that basically weren't going to interact with the guests, and they had to basically be very much integrated into the philosophy of the property.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, you guys, I'll tell you a funny story. I actually, at one point, I had to call the GM. I reached out and called the GM of a hotel, one of the leading hotels here in our comp set, and I said, look, I got to tell you, I'm not coming over. My team is not coming over and recruiting your team members. Because it was important. I want to be allies with our competitors, right?
Right.
We all want to see the market do well. I didn't want to create any enemies, but we must have had a dozen team members we hired from them, you know, that were coming over to us within 7 to 10 days. And right. I felt horribly. But we had this fantastic momentum going. And what we established in our orientation for the values that we stood for, it just really drew the attention locally. We were able to pull the best of the best from team members-wise.
Well, it's all about relationships. I mean, you can't operate a hotel of this nature or boutique presence without a very strong connection with the community and relationship building, right? Yeah. So,
yeah.
Since you've opened, what's your occupancy at the hotel now?
We are, let's see.
I know you've had a lot of nights where you were sold out, and congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, we have had quite a few. And as I mentioned, we're business traveler dominated. So our Sunday through Thursday is strong. We're probably averaging, you know, close to 80% there Sunday through Thursday. But the weekends are where it gets challenged. And, you know, we do not have a pool at our site.
Right.
We forego the pool and built our outdoor courtyard instead of that. So
much better idea, too, by the way.
I agree. Thank you. And that pulls in the community, obviously, as well. But as far as on the hotel room side, you do see the weekend travelers. They do prefer that pool. So we're starting to do some things to where our dining, though, outweighs that value of the pool, and we're starting to pull some weekend business from the comp set as well.
Well, also, I think, you know, I it was a little late in football season, you know, with the opening this year, but I would venture to guess next year, Stanford home games, Fear the Tree, it's going to be a minimum of a two-night stay, and you're going to be at least 90%. You're gonna get that traveler alumni that are coming back, and there's gonna be a half dozen, a dozen, maybe 20 people, and they're gonna dominate the hotel. They're gonna have all their food and beverage there,
yeah,
and then join somebody else's tailgating party,
yeah,
over at the stadium. And I think that's going to, I think water polo and a few of the other sports, basketball, you'll start seeing that same thing once you get through the first 12 months. And I'm sure whoever your DOS director of sales is already, you know, calling Stanford University at least two or three times a month, or a week rather, and working with them on, you know, traveling dignitaries and finding out what the sports schedule is, and, you know, speakers Absolutely. That are coming to the university and everything else. So, yeah, I think, you know, if, you know, and again, my feeling is after you stabilize the hotel, you're going to be at 90% occupancy minimum. It's just going to, this is such a home run.
If you're ready at 80, yeah, Sunday through Thursday, I mean, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Yep, you guys are on the right track. We actually, by the end of the week, you're going to see us release a locals staycation promotion.
Nice.
Exactly. So you guys are definitely on the right track of where our minds are at as well.
Do they consider us local down here?
Well, I think Weston will consider us.
Do we
local.
Know somebody? Who knows
somebody? I think we'll get that right. So yeah, absolutely. So that's great. What are some of the, you know? Why don't you describe the hotel, top to bottom, for our listeners?
Top to bottom. Well, we are California craft. That's the foundation of our design. So what Paris and Clint did with that was used a lot of, we've got a lot of organic and materials with life throughout that property. And what they did with the design and Hornberger with the design of the building as well is that the entire ground floor opens up. We've got the nano doors down our main artery, leading you from the lobby down to our guest room elevators. And then it does a 90-degree turn as it leads you to our Galway room, which is our private dining room. And that Galway room also has nano doors opening up to the courtyard as well. So everything pulls you out to that California oak tree, and our courtyard it's got a pull. It pulls you in and just wants you to plop down on our oversized couches,
yep,
kick your feet up and order that pint or glass of wine. And it's just extremely comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull that seamless indoor-outdoor experience, and then you add in, the organicness, the polished concrete that we did on our flooring that butts up against the oak. We've got the plush velvet violet chairs, in our dining room against our stone tabletops. You know, you catch a glimpse of the Connemara marble. And then we've got this custom wall covering of a cowhide that wraps our entire dining room wall down to our main wall going to the elevators.
Mm.
That's absolutely stunning. Just a piece of art. So there's so much life, and it's just, it has this balance, gentlemen, of the quality and just the luxury that you get in those finer five-star establishments, but executed in a sense of comfort.
Approachable, non-pretentious, high caliber.
Authentic.
Yeah. Integrated spaces, not divided spaces. Yeah. Flow, important. I'm envisioning, Weston, lighting as being super critical too, especially with your courtyard drawing out. You're right?
You are absolutely right, Rad. And down our main, that main corridor I speak of, we've got 388 pendant lights at different depths and whatnot that just guide you and make you want to walk back and forth from this just perfect, seamless, flowing space. So, yeah, lighting is absolutely critical. And Clint, as part of our interior design team, had this vision for the lighting that he just pulled off in perfect fashion.
Well, super, super important, because a lot of places actually don't go that extra layer of actually guiding in a subtle way and kind of inviting to explore. So when you do that, sometimes it triggers a sort of an instinctive sense of exploration, and turning a corner and, you know, kind of taking a road less traveled kind of thing. And, oh, look at what just this opened up to me.
Yep.
So, yeah, that sounds wonderful. Like I said, I can't wait to see it in person. Anybody who's interested, please go to the website, check it out.
ParkJames.com. Great hotel. Hey, Weston, we're going to wrap it up now. We've got to get to a commercial break. We've got a new segment that's kicking off once we get back. And Mr. Rod Apodaca from CBRE Hotels is going to be joining us for the next few weeks and talking about the hotel market. So, Weston, there's going to be great information for you.
You guys, we missed out on touching on the best of the best award for Management Company of the Year that Broughton was just rewarded a couple weeks ago.
Yes, they did get that. Very good.
Congratulations to Larry and everybody at Broughton. Yes, no, very well deserved, too. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, we almost missed it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you both.
Take care, Weston. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Okay, we're going to a commercial break right now, and as I'd mentioned, we will have Rod Apodaca from CBRE Hotels joining us when we return. Thank you.
From Eureka to San Diego, from Malibu to Bakersfield, the California Lodging Investment Conference, CLIC, is a one-of-a-kind conference focusing exclusively on our Golden State's hotel market. CLIC was launched in 2016 to harness the knowledge of our industry leaders, support our community, and educate emerging talent. CLIC brings together lodging professionals from California and beyond for one day of learning, professional development, and networking. If you're in the California hotel market or plan to be, you should attend CLIC 3 on March 7, 2019 at the Westin South Coast Plaza Hotel. We invite you to check out the California Lodging Investment Conference website at cliconference.com for the latest details. Early registration now open, and as a listener of the Check Out California radio show, please make sure to use our exclusive discount code of CLIC, C-L-I-C, when registering for this one-of-a-kind California hospitality event that sold out the last 2 years.
Was that a yes?
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Website and listen live or YouTube.
Let's face it, not all company challenges are the same, which is why Strategic Market Intelligence can help identify the actionable information you need to be more competitive. Gain a better understanding of your brand, competition, best prospects, or new product opportunities to generate greater revenues in 2015. Call 949-357-9547 or visit www.strategicmarketintelligence.com.
It takes out a little of the noise, yeah. Pods don't sometimes pick up the mic as well, but just say something again.
Let's face it, not all company challenges are the same, which is why Strategic Market Intelligence can help identify the actionable information you need to be more competitive. Gain a better understanding of your brand, competition, best prospects, or new product opportunities to generate greater revenues in 2015. Call 949-357-9547 or visit www.strategicmarketintelligence.com.
Welcome back. This is Check Out California. I'm Craig Sullivan.
And I'm Rod Gantis.
And we have Rod Apodaca from CBRE Hotels on the line with us. And Rod is going to have a featured segment within our show for the next few weeks. And we'd like to welcome Rod Apodaca, and CBRE Hotels is our sponsor. Rod, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Craig. Hi, Rad. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing
great.
Nice to have you on. Thank you for becoming part of the Checkout California family. We're excited to have you joining the show.
Well, again, we hope we can keep your audience entertained and informed and maybe a little educated after we talk. And again, looking forward to the next few segments. So if without further ado, I do have also listening in Matthew Inman out of our Newport Beach office, and Michael Jockey, who typically would be joining us out of the Los Angeles office, is out on assignment and will be joining us on the next call. We wanted to take a couple quick seconds for the few minutes we have to make a couple of quick announcements.
Absolutely.
We just launched today the 568-room Four Points Hotel at LAX. Hopefully you're in our distribution system. If you're not, Craig, we need to figure out how to get our contact information out to the market, but we will take care of that, I guess, soon.
Absolutely.
But we just launched, again, the Four Points at LAX. Call for offers will probably be early February, and we will be sending out scheduled tour dates to the market soon. We also launched today a 2.8-acre site in San Marcos, a development piece. Probably could build anywhere, although the site allows for a higher room count, you're probably looking at 120 to 130 rooms you'd want to build there.
Nice.
Again, both properties were launched today. We've had an initially very good, strong response, and we've been coming weeks to give updates on where these properties are operating. We also have the Hilton Garden Inn in San Diego with call for offers coming up in 2 weeks on the 18th. And we've had a pretty good response from that, too. So there's at least a little plug for what we're currently offering in the market, with actually a couple more, hopefully before the end of the year or right after the beginning of the year, to launch some new opportunities.
Yeah, very good market areas, for sure.
Yeah, the San Diego property is just north of Mission Valley, very close to the stadium, airports, kind of corporate business. So obviously, we've had a lot of good attention on that. And then, obviously, LAX and the brewery corridor for the development site. A lot of breweries and new opportunity coming in San Marcos. So that's our plug segment. What we wanted to chat a little bit about today is how to create value for those individuals that might be considering looking to sell hotels, and this is specifically focused on the $15 million and less price range.
Yeah, great idea, Rod.
Yeah, you know, we get obviously phone calls from ownership all the time asking us to do a broker opinion of value for their hotel, or ask us what we think the property's worth. Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know, a broker opinion of value is pretty much like it sounds, but it is a little bit more involved, where we will take a look at the subject property, the related market, actually do a complete write-up for ownership, and it'll evaluate the property, the pluses and minuses, and ultimately derive a market value for the property. By the way, that's done for free. It's a service we offer for ownership. Worst case, it gives a snapshot of the market for ownership to understand what their asset may be worth. Best case, it may give them a value that they may determine that it's a good time to sell, or another option could be a refi and be able to pull some capital out of the property. But one of the things we've discovered is that on the, I guess, smaller family-owned operations, is that for tax purposes, there will be a number of expense items that may or may not be what a typical investor would anticipate in operating the property. And we go in and do a fine comb through the financials and determine what a typical market operator would be considered normal operating expenses. And we typically find an additional anywhere from 10 to 20% additional income that ultimately gets used to factor in valuation. And obviously, if you can find a way to legitimately and
industry standards improve a profit and loss statement, that's going to improve your overall market value.
Market, yeah.
Right? And so from an owner standpoint, a lot of them, quite frankly, aren't aware because they've been running a property a certain way of what is considered perhaps either an industry norm or a lending expectation. And so we've been very successful in finding ways to create additional value for owners.
And that's a great value to add, especially for these smaller mom-and-pop operations that, you know, now they're getting to the point where the kids have about ready to graduate from a hotel school and they want to expand their portfolio.
Right.
And you can help them go down that proper path. I mean, you know, some of the things may have been good when it was mom and pop and, you know, doing a fairly simple tax return and going, well, you know, this really doesn't fit in there. Now you're going to have some, you know, valid additional income for the hotel itself. So let's take a look at it. And, you know, I always love it when I see an opinion of value of a hotel, because I know someone like yourself, Rod, and your team, you spend the time to go through the financials. You walk the property. You point out deferred maintenance issues that somebody can try and give them a haircut on or any number of things. So, no kudos to you and your team. I think that's a great marketing point.
Are you seeing an increase in that, Rod? Are you seeing more and more people, I mean, just as a litmus test or indicator of what people are thinking, are you seeing a lot more call for that?
For interest in what the value of their asset is?
Yeah, for evaluations that you offer.
I think the market is such, as we've discussed before, the market has been on an upward trend now for the last 8 years, 9 years. And, you know, the buying community is being, and rightfully so, a little concerned about how much longer of a run this could be.
Right, yeah.
And so the selling community, I think, is also realizing that, you know, good times are great. They last a while, and then they go away, and we've had an exceptionally long good time run. And so is it time to start considering where the market's heading? Mm-hmm. And maybe we should be considering things. And by the way, we helped out a client that was not in the mindset to sell, which was fine. Mm-hmm. And we were able to come in and look at their numbers, and we combined three different hotels that they owned, and we're looking at a refinancing structure that will allow them to pull cash out.
Right.
And the cash that they're pulling out, they will use that to look to acquire other hotels to grow their portfolio. So
very good. You can bring them new assets to buy.
Leveraging the assets they have.
Are you getting your debt guys involved with that as well, or are you taking that out to the market with various hotel lenders?
Quick question.
No, absolutely. CBRE has a debt equity group that the first internal groups that we turn to are them, because they help
in-house, love it,
underwrite the potential. If they want to put their property in the market, we can put a debt stack together that for a qualified buyer comes in that we can offer certain yields. And the fact that it is CBRE, their reach is extremely broad on the number of different type of lenders for different type of products. And that does include SBA financing. So it's not just your typical institution or a balance sheet lender. We are capable of pulling together SBA groups and a large number of them to give the most competitive rates and terms for a prospective borrower, whether that's purchase money or a refi. So it's very helpful. But real quick, one last thing, Craig, you touched on something that's very important, and you mentioned capital improvements. There is something called a property improvement plan, or a PIP,
yep,
that these brands' owners may not be aware that either the brand itself is anticipating some new design structure that they'll approach the owner and say, oh, by the way, part of your refresh plan is we want to change to the lobbies or new bedspreads or bigger TVs, whatever it may be.
Right.
And we're able to come in on the valuation and assess what that exposure may be and help the owner determine how that impacts either from a value sales standpoint or from a refi and required holdbacks, et cetera. So it's a multifaceted approach that I think at the end of the day, the owners have walked away saying, you know, this has been extremely informative and helpful, and definitely leads to the right decision making, whether it's a hold, sale, or refi.
Let me ask you something, Rod. You know, based on your expertise, based on you know, the overall strength of CBRE hotels, and you've got, you know, as many contacts as I do, if not more. Do you call the franchise guys and go, hey, you know, what's typically going on right now, or could you come out and do a transfer PIP on this hotel for us? You know, are they readily accessible to come out and give you a hand with that, or are you going off of current information based on like-kind hotels that you've recently sold and development trends that that you're aware of?
Combination of the two. We have direct, strong relationships with all the brands.
Yes.
The brand reps. We work very closely with them. It's extremely important to keep track of where the brands are headed in their design elements. I won't disclose the brand, but we did recently discover that one of the major brands, come 2023, for a certain segment of their product type, is looking for a reskin of that hotel and some upgrades to certain segments of the hotel.
Right. Yeah.
Which we are now going out to those owners and sharing this information so they can plan accordingly.
Yeah. And I won't share that over the show. I know what you're talking about. That's a great idea, by the way.
Yeah. And so, again, being in contact with the brands is one aspect, but obviously when you're doing transactions and there is a transfer PIP, obviously you're going to know what some of those new requirements may be.
Yeah.
And we're very able to walk a property and just from a visual inspection identify, you know, this item, that
right.
item, whatever it may be. And then with a little further interview, it's great. You'll ask a, what might seem a kind of an innocuous basic question, like how old are your mattresses? And the guy says, oh, they're in great shape. And then you kind of push. And it's like, well, I hate to tell you, you know, they may seem adequate to you, but the brand is going to come out and require you to replace all the mattresses.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you need to factor that into your underwriting.
So, yeah. Yeah. A TV is going to be undersized, any number of things. So, yeah.
I actually had an owner once tell me that CRT TVs will never go away.
That's funny.
Oh, that is
That's funny.
That is really funny.
So there is sometimes that hurdle that we need to contend with.
But, there we go.
You know, we're here to try and offer a service to your listeners. We can figure out how to coordinate this. More power for everybody. But love the opportunity, Craig and Rand, to get on your show and at least share some information.
Always a pleasure.
Why don't you share your contact information before we wrap this up, Rod?
Yeah, from an easy starting point, let me just give you an email address. You feel free to email me anytime. I respond to all my emails.
He does. I can attest to that. Even at 2 a.m.
That is true. And I'll spell this out, and I'll do it twice, but it's rod.apodaca@cbre.com. So it's R-O-D, period, A, P as in Paul, O, D as in David, A-C-A, at C-B-R-E. .com. Again, R-O-D, period, A-P-O-D-A-C-A, at C-B-R-E.com. We'll look forward to hearing from any of your listeners and see if there's any way we can help. We are coming back on your show, Craig, my understanding, back on January 16th.
Correct.
I believe that's correct, yes.
And at that time, we'll have a new topic to talk about and hopefully give you updates on where our transactions have ended up and give you a sense of where the market has moved between now and then.
And we'll go ahead and put something together, Rod, and put it out on our channel as well and circulate it in some sort of a press release. But if there's any information you'd like for us to share, just shoot it over to Craig or I, and we'll make sure that our team basically gets it out there as well.
Great. Guys, always a pleasure.
Always.
Hey, thank you very much, Rod. And it's really great to have you and your team being part of Checkout California.
We're very, very happy to have you. Welcome to the family.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Take care. Well, with that, our time is almost expired.
It was amazing. Today was a great show.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. It was fast-paced. You know, I love it.
Two call-ins, two gentlemen that we know, and really thrilled for both the success of the Park James up in Menlo Park, and absolutely ecstatic about having Rod and his team from CBRE Hotels be part of Checkout California and Golden State. Really thought that was very informative.
Yeah. Now, I think we're going to get a lot of great information.
Get that information out to people that are interested out there. And if they're interested in contacting CBRE, hotels, or Rod, and for whatever reason you're not able to, please reach out to either Craig or myself. And
you can reach us on social media here at the radio station as well. But, you know, Rod and I were talking about this yesterday and going through it. And, you know, I'm just going, yeah, this is really informative. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a part of the show that everybody's going to get a nugget from. Mm-hmm. And I love that. It's, you know, and now here it comes. It's like the conference, you know, it's like.
What conference is that?
That's the California Logic Investment Conference.
How can people find out about that?
You can go to CLIconference.com.
We do have fun on this show.
Yeah, so. We do. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to walk away wanting more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Rod Apodaca and his team at CBRE Hotels are, you know, we had all three of them here in the studio the other week.
Yep.
Okay. You could feel the excitement and the team that he has built. Mm-hmm. They're on the same page or they're trying to get there mm-hmm. if they're not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's always been some of the fun that I've had is that team building and getting there. Broughton Hotels was another one like that. When I was at North American, it was like that. You know, in various other companies, Park West, you know, that's the excitement. You're watching it and you're conveying knowledge to people that they don't normally have.
And you and I talk about this all the time. Off the air, and sometimes we mention on the air, but you know, it's interesting this day and age that not only in the hospitality industry, but just across the board. Okay, there's so much. What I termed in the show prior show, the Rad Life, I termed it cacophony of content.
Yes, okay? Cacophony of content.
It was just cacophony of content. Okay, there's just, you know, it's like when somebody just basically got on the internet and just kind of threw up information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just because it's volume.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that his quality.
I'm going to have a t-shirt made for you.
Cacophony of content? Yeah. I would love that. I am going to basically.
And on the back, it's going to say it's in our DNA.
If anybody on our team basically is listening to the show right now, please go and check out and see if cacophonyofcontent.com is available and buy it. Because I am really tired about quality disguised as being glossy and important and informative when it really is not.
Yeah.
Rod, to your point, Rod Apodaca, his team at CBRE Hotels, I think that even, you know, when they were in studio, it was easy to immediately tell, and it is to his credit and a reflection of his credibility and his caliber, is that there is no substitute for seasoning.
Right.
Especially in industries as competitive as the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
You know, and you and I this week, you know, we've been sharing this, you know, but a lot of good people pay good money for bad consultancy, right?
Yes, that's been your mantra
it's
all year.
It's been my mantra all year, right?
You got to have a new one.
I'll find something
year,
for January. I'm sure that cacophony of content. Okay. Wait, that's it. You know, we're ending a year on one, and I'm not jaded, no.
No, not at all.
But really, you know.
Good-humored, yes. Jaded, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, makes you got to laugh through the pain sometimes,
right.
People.
Sometimes. Right?
But it's serious. And in economies and industries that are super competitive, constantly changing, always on the move, something's always happening, you really want to have a team of people in your corner that are very informative, engaged, passionately involved in what they do.
Exactly.
It's not just a rote action that they're doing.
Yeah.
They breathe it, they live it, it's in their
DNA.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, and Rod is definitely one of those people, and we are absolutely blessed and thankful that they are basically chosen to be part of the Check Out California and Golden State Media family. We look forward to bringing you guys a lot more content that is worthwhile knowing about in the future.
Speaking of more content, Rod is hosting a show called Selling the Lux Life. As you heard earlier, we're finagling our way up to the Park James Hotel to do that show.
Yep.
I'm launching an offshoot of this show called Check Out California 3x10.
Yep.
So it's 3 questions, 10 minutes, 1 guest, strictly a video streaming show on that. We've got other shows in development, and there's a lot of things coming down the pipeline for next year and beyond. So before we sign off, do Rad and I a big favor. Like the show, share it, Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. All the social media platforms, and follow us. And come join us on March 7th of next year for the California Lodging Investment Conference.
Definitely, we don't want to miss that one. Yeah. If you're in the hotel industry, book your get your tickets early because it will sell out for a third year in a row. And I will just finish with this. Awesome. You know, we started Golden State Media as with a stable of three solid shows going on a few months ago. We've had a lot of positive response. Thank you, everybody, for showing a lot of love for us and what we're doing.
Yes,
we really feel passionately about what we're doing and the caliber of content that we're putting out. Candid, uncurated, courageous content, you know, that's just authentic. Okay, and hopefully that is something that resonates with a lot of people. We have received a lot of interest in terms of sponsorships. I would like to put the word out as well. If you're interested in that, look out for social media and reach out to us.
We've got two more that we'll be making an announcement.
We're making announcements. We just announced CBRE Hotels, and that is the caliber of people that are looking at us and saying, you know, we want to be part of this. So
we've also got local companies, national, international, and local companies that are all looking to
participate,
to be part of the family. Right. So
reach out to either Craig or I or on social media, and we'll get somebody, either ourselves or some of our team, to basically reach back to you. We are really interested in having that conversation.
Yes, we are.
And putting more and more useful content versus cacophony of content out there. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being our guest today on Check Out California. We look forward to having you as a guest with us again in 2 weeks. Until then, you can always reach us through our Check Out California Facebook page or by emailing us at checkoutcalifornia@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. So do let us know what you think of the show and what areas of interest you'd like to see us cover in the future. Your feedback is very important to us as we continue to bring you the best hospitality our Golden State has to offer. Until next time, may all your days be filled with sunsets and palm trees. Now, go experience and check out California.